And now, welcome to the Breakaway Academy radio show, broadcasting worldwide, plus on demand, 24/7. I'm your host, Paulette Bodeman, international author and empowerment coach. Through real coaching and intelligent conversation, I'm here to help you break away from the mental and emotional constructs that stop you from living like your life doesn't matter and start living like you mean it. So now, let's get started. Ciao amici, I'm Paulette Bodeman, and you're listening to episode number 4 of the Breakaway Academy radio show. On today's show, I'll introduce you to your ancient and unique mind-body physiology. In the yoga world, it's called your dosha, or your constitution. I'll define that for you, and why knowing what your primary human influencers are gives you insight into your strengths and your blind spots, plus how your primary dosha influences and impacts your personal operating system. Why knowing it is foundational to living a happy and full life. I'm really excited about this topic, so let's jump right in. I want to begin first with a question. I'm really curious to know how many of you have taken a 23andMe or Ancestry DNA test, and I'm just as curious to know the reasons that prompted you to enter your info, make the payment, and push send. Why, I wonder, did you want to do this? What information were you hoping to gain? For many of us, it's simply fun and interesting. For others, it's to search for a loved one. Whatever the reason, we humans all have an innate desire to know ourselves, to know who and where we came from, who our people were. We're hardwired and motivated to find the missing puzzle pieces. And thanks to science, today we've been given the keys. A really dear friend of mine is majorly into her Irish genealogy. For years, she and her cousin have been researching, to the point that they've traveled to Ireland twice to meet and stay with their Irish relations. What's even more interesting is that through her research, my friend also learned that she had a half-brother living on the East Coast, a brother she had no idea existed. It's truly a fascinating story. The summary of it is that brother and sister have met, visited one another's families, and have fit a few puzzle pieces together. The fact is, we look back in order to expand our vision of the present and the future. That's a huge reason these DNA historical sites are so popular. Whether we're conscious of it or not, we want to know how we've been affected by our ancestors and how these unknown people have helped shape our lives. With self-awareness, looking back may just be the catalyst to creating a better today and an extraordinary tomorrow. You'll hear me say this over and over again because I firmly believe that living your legacy begins with self-discovery and self-knowledge. Like I've mentioned before, we're an operating system governed by energies that power the function of our bodies and minds. To live fully and authentically, you have to get to know who you are today, how you've been impacted by the past, in order to influence who you intend to become tomorrow. Or perhaps the real question to ask yourself is, who do you want to become? The good news is that knowledge is power. And with the knowledge of how your unique body, mind, emotions, and spirit system works, you can begin to live at your optimal level. I want you to pause and think about this for a moment. Knowledge experience becomes wisdom. Wisdom woven with hard intention and desire becomes your destiny. Or as we say in the Breakaway Academy community, knowledge, wisdom, intention, and desire combined with heart-oriented action equals living legacy or legacy living. A basic understanding of Ayurveda will help you to begin to put the puzzle pieces together of who you are and how you function. Ayurveda is a funny sounding word, isn't it? Actually, I love it. It's really quite beautiful. It's a Sanskrit word. And very simply, it means to know life. Ayurveda is also called the science of life, knowledge of life, and the art of longevity. Ayurveda is a system of health and is considered to be the very first medical model. The yogis of old believed that to know oneself holistically was the path to health, freedom, and a balanced life. Today we live at the crossroads of ancient wisdom, meeting, science. Even with so much turmoil, it's a very exciting time to be alive. It's a time where ancient science, ancient knowledge is validated through the advancement of modern science. Research shows, and it now proves what all of our ancestors on the subcontinent of India understood long ago. Good health leads to a good life, and vice versa. And just as the field of transpersonal psychology looks at the whole person in treatment, so does Ayurveda. The Ayurveda model appreciates that we are all unique beings with unique blueprints. And while Ayurveda is rooted in ancient wisdom, it's also a living, breathing system that easily adapts and adjusts to life today. It's important for you to understand that the system of Ayurveda is based on three principles that are mind, meaning our thoughts, emotions, beliefs, perceptions, memories, imagination, creativity, mental states, culture, socioeconomics are completely linked to our body. And the other way around, the mind influences and impacts the body, just as the body influences and impacts the mind. It's so important to remember this definition of the mind. We'll talk about it more as shows go on, but I'm going to repeat it here. The mind is comprised of our thoughts, emotions, beliefs, perceptions, memories, imagination, creativity, mental states, culture, and socioeconomic influences. And your mind is truly one of your primary human influencers. Your mind is also defined as your awareness or your level of consciousness, because your mind is so powerful that with the right guidance, you can in fact heal your body. And a healthy body can positively impress your mind. A cultivated mind with a strong bandwidth will affect your outer environment, circumstances, and life experiences as much as it will affect your inner environment. A steady, clear, focused mind equals a clear and steady inner body. At the Breakaway Academy, we call this your internal GPS, your gut positioning system. Here's why. The science of Ayurveda also believes that health begins in the gut, which of course is all we hear about today, from Dr. Stephen Gundry to Dr. Amy Myers, who are just two of the leading experts in the field of gut health, are saying that a healthy gut leads to a healthy mind, healthy body, and a happier, full life. According to Dr. Myers, your gut is the gateway to your health. It's a major part of your digestive system, and it's also a key player in your immune and nervous systems. When your gut health is compromised, your entire body can be affected. What I want you to know is that Ayurveda is all about healing the gut, your second brain, and more. Ayurveda also asserts that when we enter into the world, we enter with our individual optimal blueprint. Why? Because at that very moment, we are the closest to our unmanifested self. Okay, that might be a little bit tiny woo-woo for some of you, but it's true. And as a result, our connection to Source, Highest Self, God, Universe, Nature, however you personally frame this concept, is strong. And that moment of birth, the current or energetic frequency of our pure beingness and love is at its most potent. I think we can all agree that unfortunately, life happens and our connection to Source becomes overloaded or short circuits. We are born into a particular family with specific parents who have long since been on the journey of living, with all of the challenges and complications that we humans must learn to navigate. Our optimal blueprint slowly becomes layered over with bias, black and white thinking, false and limiting beliefs, and yes, I'll just say it, cultural and familial bullshit. On the bright side, knowing your particular dosha or your constitution helps you to rediscover your best and highest legacy self. A word of caution here and caveat. We never erase or get rid of the imperfections of our humanhood. And The good news is that we don't want to rid ourselves of any part of us. I call it the good, the bad, or the ugly. Our imperfections, if brought into the light of day, and if we're taught what to do with them, can in fact become our personal superpowers. I love that. Our imperfections, if brought into the light of day, and if we're taught what to do with them, can become our personal superpowers. Yes, they really can. If we learn how to become alchemists, similar to the ancient sages who turned base metal into gold. As your legacy GPS, I'll teach you more about this in my online 8-week course, The Roadmap to Legacy. And with more time, I'll show you how to tap into your base metals or your shadows and see them as legacy cues and assets. Today, though, I want you to think about how learning to accept all the pieces and parts of you instead of hiding from them is the first step to living your legacy, to legacy living. Another reminder, understanding your nature or primary dosha is a key premise in the science of Ayurveda. Your dosha equals your primary human influencers. There are many definitions of the Sanskrit word dosha, from disorder and defect to constitution and energy. I want to make a big, huge point here. Your dosha is not a defect or a diminishment of you in any way. What I want you to understand is that when a particular dosha is out of balance, it can affect us from living our best lives. While I admit it can at times feel as if it's an obstacle that prevents you from getting that new job or finding the perfect relationship or increasing the balance in your bank account, yet it is not a defect of you as a person. In fact, when you learn more about yourself, you can actually use these so-called weaknesses to your advantage. I want you to think about this for a moment, because what I'm going to share is really important. We are all microcosms of the macrocosm. Each one of us is made up of nature itself and the five elements: earth, water, fire, air, and space. As such, when these physical and energetic elements within us are removed from our optimal blueprint or diminished in any way, we are hindered in living our best lives. But when you're powered with the knowledge of your unique dosha, it opens your eyes so that you could see potential pitfalls and, more importantly, fuel your best attributes. When you're feeling balanced, you're feeling closest to your optimal blueprint. It's pretty remarkable, really. But today, most of us are totally stressed out and often make choices from an unbalanced place, a reactionary place. As a result, instead of living from our best and healthiest self, we open the door to physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional disorders. To put it more real, if you're not in sync with your nature, your true nature, you can create a ton load of shitstorms. I know this to be fact because I've lived it. That's why I'm passionate about teaching and giving you this knowledge, because you don't have to live like this. Each and every one of us, no exceptions, are a combination of all three doshas. What that means is that we are all a reflection of nature. Like I said, we're made up of earth, water, fire, air, and space. Plus, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, on all levels of our being, in all areas of our life, we show up with a leaning towards one or two doshas. In other words, we have a primary dosha or two primary doshas, and most uncommon is a balance of all three. Stay with me here. I know it sounds a little confusing, but once I unpack this a little further, it's quite simple and beautiful. Let me give you an example. Personally, I'm pretty evenly balanced between the doshas of Vata and Pitta, air, space, fire, and water. So it's really important for me to understand the characteristics of these particular elements at play within me. As Vata energy is one of my primary influencers, when the air element within me is in excess, I can feel anxious and scared. On the outside looking in, it's for no particular reason. Or I feel ungrounded and flighty. And with a strong Pitta energy as well, when fire and water is excessive, I can be totally reactional and unreasonable with myself and, of course, with others. So you can see, shitstorms are brewing. But again, the good news is that when feeling off, I have the roadmap to return home, to as close as I can get to my optimal or legacy self. It's that place where I feel healthy, centered, joyful, and, you know, in alignment with the flow of life. I know you've been there. I know, even without knowing your doshas, I know you've tapped into that place within yourself. Now, it doesn't mean that I'll always be in that place or that knowing my primary dosha is some magic pill I can take. But in knowing myself at this deeper level, I have the tools to, one, understand what's going on with myself, and two, implement this knowledge in order to come back into alignment. I like to think of it like this. It's like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, clicking her red shoes, chanting, "There's no place like home. There's no place like home." When all along, like Dorothy, you and I already have the power inside. But first, you need the knowledge. Then you can turn it into experiential wisdom. I want to give you some really good stuff to take away with today. So, Vata translates as wind or movement, and it's a combination of the elements, air and space. When Vata energies are ignited within you, you feel expansive, limitless, and full of light. And when balanced, you feel creative, spiritual, and tranquil. Pitta is associated with the elements of fire and water. When Pitta energies are ignited within you, you feel excited, empowered, and turned on to life. When in balance, you feel intelligent, ambitious, and imaginative. Kapha is associated with the elements earth and water. When Kapha energies are ignited, you feel peaceful, content, and filled with love. When balanced, you feel nurturing, compassionate, and patient. In my 8-week online course, I'll teach you the characteristics of each dosha, give you more specific details on each of them, and show you how to tap in to your optimal life frequency using your doshas to guide you. In this life, whether we're aware of it or not, we're always seeking to find equilibrium among the tri-doshas. It's much like the old transistor radios that have static. With self-knowledge, we learn how to fine-tune the elements within. Balance of the three doshas and five elements within us is necessary for optimum health. Optimum health is necessary for living a full and meaningful life. Before we close today's show, let's circle back to the beginning. Knowledge, self-knowledge is empowering. Understanding your inner nature brings awareness to your state of being, helping you to shift back on course and reflect on whether your energy is serving you and your purpose of living fully, no matter what your day-to-day looks like. Understanding your primary human influencers will not only help you to know you better, but it will also help you to understand your beloved, your children, friends, business partner, and coworkers. When you can see through the lens of another, it helps you to be more loving. A window opens up for you, so you have a glimpse into understanding what motivates the people in your lives and what might be the possible obstacles to living one's full potential. Caution here. It's not our jobs to tell our people why they do or don't do certain things or behave in particular ways, nor is it our job to offer unsolicited advice. What is our job is learning the practice of self-reflection in order to course correct our own lives. Gaining a deeper appreciation of who you are will help you to become a more compassionate being, one who is learning to walk her own personal path of potential. And I believe what we can all agree on is the world needs more compassionate, intentional humans walking this planet today. So to learn what your primary dosha is, I invite you to hop on over to paulettebodeman.com and download the assessment I created. It's super easy and fun. And please, please don't overthink. Just go with your initial choice. And one more thing before you go. We all deserve to live our best lives, our greatest lives, our legacy lives. Seriously, I mean that. And I'm here to make that happen. With my 8-week online course, The Roadmap to Legacy, my life changed dramatically once I began to understand the inner workings and connectedness of my very intuitive and powerful mind, body, and spirit. And you can too. I know there are actions you need to take in order to reach your highest self, to live life fully, to manifest your dream. And I'm here to guide you every step of the way. and my entire life's journey, I've learned and experienced so many lessons. And one of the wisest ones, recognize where you are, where you dream to go, and where you can shift to get there. In my 8-week online course, The Roadmap to Legacy, I'll dive deeper into this topic and more. The Roadmap course launches October 16th, and registration is now officially open. So head on over to paulettebodeman.com/breakaway. paulettebodeman.com/breakaway. Until next time, friends, here's to your breakaways. Here's to discovering your primary influencers. And I hope to see you at the Roadmap to Legacy online course. Thank you so much for listening to the Breakaway Academy radio show. I'm Paula Bodeman. To hear more radio shows and to find out how you could start living your legacy now, be sure to visit www.paulettebodeman.com. Thanks for listening.